Can you imagine the Christmas season without Christmas carols? The music of Christmas is one of my favorite parts of the season, and I feel sorry for anyone who doesn't like Christmas music because it is virtually impossible to avoid as Christmas approaches. In fact, I would imagine if you never went to church and never looked at a calendar, you will still know when Christmas was close. Even in its commercialized ways, Christmas music has a way of announcing to the world that something exciting and celebratory is coming. As Christmas Day approaches, the airwaves become saturated with the distinctive sounds of carols and music that pave the way for celebration. You can hardly turn on the radio without being greeted by some familiar Christmas jingle. And in the church, music takes a deafening turn during the Advent season to usher in the celebration of the birth of Jesus. What an amazing witness Christmas music provides to the entire world of the coming of Jesus Christ, her rightful King. Admittedly, some Christmas songs are better than others, and not all reflect in their lyrics an accurate portrayal of what Christmas is all about. Some songs have nothing to do with Jesus, but this does not stop the witness that something in our world is about to change. The change in music anticipates the change that Christmas is bringing. Did you know that this witness in music was also part of the first Christmas celebration? The Gospel of Luke, in the first two chapters, makes this very clear. There are five songs, two by men, two by women, and one by a host of heavenly angels. Each in their own way anticipates and announces the coming of Jesus. The witness is clear. When Jesus breaks in, worship breaks out. Here's one song sang by Mary as she awaits to give birth to Jesus. With all my heart, I praise the Lord, and I am glad because of God my Savior. He cares for me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will say, God has blessed me. God all-powerful has done great things for me, and his name is holy. He always shows mercy to everyone who worships him. Mary's song anticipates and celebrates the wonderful changes that are coming with Jesus' birth, changes for her, her people, and the whole world. We too can lift up our voices in praise and worship, joining with Mary, the angels, and others as we witness in song to each other and to the world the glorious good news of the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Mi nombre es Ever Ticas, hablando de vida.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.